It's been nearly 5 years since the end of the Great Recession, and many state governments across the U.S. are only now returning to business as usual. According to Moody's Analytics, accounting for inflation, combined state tax revenue for the 50 U.S. states finished fiscal year 2013 ahead of its pre-recession peak. Fiscal year 2014 will represent the fourth consecutive year of combined state spending growth. Despite that collective spending growth, the coming year will see states account for a smaller share of overall economic activity than they have in prior recoveries. The National Association of State Budget Officers expects state spending to rise just 3.8% in fiscal year 2014. That will be slightly less than in fiscal 2013 and well below the historic average of 5.6%. That number is not adjusted for inflation. Medicaid will continue to be a primary driver of state spending growth. The Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services forecast that state Medicaid spending will grow 6.6% per year on average through 2021, well ahead of expectations for state revenue growth. Many states will also have to invest large sums to address chronically underfunded pension funds. For WYPR, I'm Aniban Basu.